How can we explain UFOs?
Unidentified flying objects. There are three main things here. First is, there are indications within the scientific worldview that the current conceptions of science are not complete, that there is more to reality beyond what we can perceive. And there are many phenomena which point to this. As I said, science focuses primarily on physical reality and measurable aspects of physical reality. And then it just doesn't talk much about anything beyond that.
So now when the UFOs are cited by different people, so I think there was a that generally this is treated with a lot of skepticism. But, oh, this is not all real, this is all just people have imagined it. Alien abductions or injunctions or injections or alien infiltrations. But there are prominent even Ivy League scientists who have done research on this, and there is well documented evidence for those who are open minded. So I won't go specifically into the evidence for UFOs. I'll focus on the, as your question was, on the explanation for UFOs. So what we understand is that the universe is multi-level, and there is life at various levels within the universe. Prabhupada gave a simple reason. According to current conceptions of the universe, they say life is present only on the earth and not on other planets. Now this is a valid inference when taken from a particular worldview. From the materialistic worldview, we have the idea that we are carbon based beings who require oxygen and water and a particular range of temperature to live. So when scientists or cosmologists look at the universe, how do they know whether there is life on other planets or not? They look for these things. Is there enough oxygen? Is there enough water? Is there temperature range suitable? So all that scientists can say honestly is that life as we know it doesn't exist on other planets. Not life doesn't exist on other planets, because we are assuming life as we know it. There's a prominent scientist who has said that. Now scientists claim to have studied the moon and they say there's no life on the moon. It is said, have we gone under the surface of the moon and explored? There are so many beings which exist inside the earth, and these are called as extremophiles. Extremophiles are living beings who live in, who thrive in extreme conditions, extreme heat or extreme cold. In the deep depth of the oceans, scientists have found found beings, that aquatic beings you could call them broadly, they take in nitrogen dioxide and live based on that. Now we need oxygen, they don't need oxygen, they just take nitrogen dioxide and they take in and live by that. So there's a wide variety of life form even within our experience. So we understand that the universe is very complicated, and there are different kinds of beings who exist in different areas of the universe, and some of them may come on this earth. So Prabhupada says in a purport that the interplanetary travel can be possible in three ways. One is through transmigration, we die in this world and we go to another world. Second is through mystic power, like some yogis may go from one planet to another planet, like the Durvasa Muni went when he was afflicted by the Sudarshan Chakra. Or he observes mechanical spacecrafts, mechanical devices, as he says. So for example, when Ram was fighting with Ravan, at that time from the heavens a chariot came to help him fight on equal terms with Ravan. When Arjuna had gone to the heavens, from there a chariot came with Maitreya in the chariot and he took him to heavens. So these three things are possible. So now the spacecrafts or the what we call UFOs, they could be spacecrafts coming from living beings at another level of the cosmos. So we are not evaluating here the validity of specific sightings. Some specific sightings may be hoaxes, some specific sightings may be true. But the universe itself is very complicated, and there are different living beings existing in different universes. So Duttakarma Prabhu, Dr. Michael Primo, he has written a whole book about this. He has written a book, Human Devolution. And another scientist, Richard L. Thompson, Sadaputru, he has written a book called Alien Identities. And that book, Alien Identities, he talks extensively about how the various sightings of UFOs, they correlate with descriptions of the vahanas that are there in the Vedic literature. For example, I think on YouTube there's a video about, if you search for Alien Identities, Dr. Michael Primo, you'll find there's a video which talks about how Shalva was a demon who had attacked Dwarka, and he had something like a spacecraft, which is like a floating plane. It appeared one place, disappear, again appear, again disappear, move very fast, suddenly stop moving, suddenly change course. He was trying to attack Dwarka, and then Krishna and others defended Dwarka from that. So that description is very similar to many of the descriptions of the UFO spacecraft that are talked about, or UFO flying saucers or whatever talked about. So I would say that from our perspective, if from the Shastric perspective, if particular sightings are true, we are not saying all sightings are true, they will have to be evaluated on merit, but if certain sightings are true, there is a robust explanation for them within the Vedic worldview. But there is no explanation for them within the materialistic worldview, or even in the worldview of other religions. Because in other religions, the idea is that if Jesus is the only way to God, then the life on no other planet will ever be able to go back to God. But Jesus has not come over there. So they think life is only on this earth. So they have a very, you could say, geocentric view of the universe. But our worldview is not like that. Thank you. Any other questions?